Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Stop Cutting. This file does much more than just helping you to stop cutting. The intention is to help you with all forms of self-harm, to help you accept what is happening and guide you to improving the situation and let the harming cease. It will help a lot if you're already beautifully relaxed in a nice deep state of trance. But of course, I can help you. I can help you get back into that wonderful empty state as you listen to my voice. I want to help you. And if you want to be helped, would you give me the privilege of listening to me? Now, hypnosis is a very curious feeling. In a way, you can't exactly feel any change in your body as you slide into trance. You could most easily explain it as a form of focus that seems to have no trouble letting every little bit of attention be pointed towards a single place. And in this case, that place is my voice, my words. And my words can help you relax, just like other words can help you into a warm, sweet state of trance. So too can my words help you. And this could be done with a countdown, or letting you know how nice it is to breathe easily and deeply, letting every inhale count and every exhale relax you. Every breath helps you to go deeper into trance, you know. So before I continue with the actual subject matter at hand, I'm going to count down from 10. And you'll know that your mind wants to relax and enter that deep state of trance, where you can listen to suggestions and be helped with things that ail you. 9. Your mind can easily slip into that state where it simply focuses on my voice and enjoys the warm glow of my words. 8. Relaxing is such a nice feeling. When you're free of thoughts and free of worries, free of the stress that bothers you, you can let go for a moment. 7. And these moments string together more and more, helping you to go deeper and deeper. 6. Isn't it amazing how a simple countdown like that could make you drop and relax? 5. Going deeper and deeper, having a wonderful sensation of relaxation as you drift into trance. 4. We're not too far now from a very nice, deep state where you can listen without judging, just opening your mind to ideas and considering them later. 3. It's such a nice feeling to let your mind be open and relaxed, your body just calm and collected. 2. Just a few more moments and I'll be done with counting. After I say one, I'll just say one word and your mind will simply switch off. 1. Drop. Very good. Now I'm going to count down once more, a little bit faster, and every count let yourself drift 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. And finally we arrive in a deep trance and begin with the actual subject matter. Self-harm is an expression of loss of control. The pain can help you feel alive again, but it's an escape from the things that really matter. An activity just to distract you from the other pains that seem too large to cope with. But let me begin by saying something incredibly important. You do not have to be ashamed. You are not bad. You are simply a person. Everyone in the world has their limits. Everyone has places where they can go no further. Everyone has moments, days, months, years where things are too much. Even children. Now for children, when they have too much, they just become whiny and short-tempered and they just need to sleep and then they're fine again. But remember that even children have their limits. Things can be too much for them. And the same is true for older people, teens, adults. Everyone has limits. Everyone has times when things are just too much. You're not alone. You're not the only one. It's okay to not feel okay. You're good. You don't have to be ashamed. And in fact, I'm proud of you. proud of you for choosing to listen to this, for choosing to do something about it. And even if you don't know what to do, even if you feel at a loss of what solution will help or not help, I'm proud of you. Yes, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for listening, for doing your best. And if I can help you accept that you have limits, and that you're not a bad person just because you have limits, I'll be even happier. But I'm already proud of you. I'm already happy that you're willing to listen, that you're willing to be here with me right now, to try and let me help you. So I'm going to ask you to try and stop cutting, to try and stop harming yourself. Focus on the things that really matter, rather than the pain that you're inflicting upon yourself. But also forgive yourself if you don't succeed. Remember, you are human. You are a person. You have limitations, you have qualities, and you have flaws. And these make you who you are. Good things, bad things. Together they make you you. And you can be proud of yourself, because there's more than enough good in you. And you took the time and you took the effort to listen to this. Now there are all kinds of things you can do to help yourself. There is plenty of material online with tips and tricks and hints and other activities that you can do instead. I'm not here to tell you what to do or exactly what not to do. I'm only here to tell you that I'm proud of you for trying, for doing your best, and to tell you that even if you fail, it's okay. You're allowed to stop hurting yourself. You're allowed to avoid the self-harm. You're allowed to stop cutting and start smiling. And if you ever see any scars on your body for what you've done in the past, let them be a reminder of that you're a person, that you're not impossibly strong and able to take on the whole world. Let them be a reminder that you have limits and that that's okay. There's nothing wrong with a scar. In fact, most scars only show us that we've lived. Because a person without any scars has never done anything risky. Probably. But let yourself accept forgiveness. I forgive you for your mistakes, and I am proud of you for wanting to work on them. And if you can do the same, I'll smile even more. And if you don't, that's okay. I still forgive you. And I'm still proud of you for making it this far. Now, before I'm going to wake you, I will give you, if you will let me, something nice. I will do my best to share something simple and personal. The warmth of a smile, just for you. So while I'm talking, I'm sure you can already hear the smile. You can already feel the warmth of it just spreading through the sounds of my voice. Just for you. Time to wake up again, and maybe this will help, maybe not. Maybe it's enough to help you see that you're not alone, and that it's okay. You don't have to fix yourself all at once. Every journey is more than one step. So try, and remember, I'm proud of you. I think you can do it. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and welcome back.